Okay, let's go. Welcome back. The middle of Nun Aleph. The middle of Nun Aleph, where we just had that beautiful Gemara in Brachos deciding, discussing why one generation was zoichet to Nisim. And the answer was because they were more Moser Nefesh. Even though later generations might have learned more Torah, but since the prior generations were more Moser Nefesh, they warranted, they merited more Nisim v'Niflaot. V'lefi divrei haramchal, according to the Ramchal, Yesh lahavim, we can understand. Shamir hamesiris nefesh shalahem. The mesiris nefesh lo haya davar nosaf ali mitorah shalahem. It's not that it was this additional thing on their Torah. Shebeglal zeh zachul nisim, and because of that, there was zochul nisim. No, what does it mean? Elakevim sheivdut Hashem bedarga gavoa. It's because the first generation served Hashem with a higher level. Bidoros harishonim, midoros achronim. The doros harishonim served Hashem at a higher level than doros achronim. Mimelo, therefore, a Torah shalem hayashpia lahem baofen chazak yoter. Therefore, their Torah had a greater hashpah on them on a stronger way. It's not about who learns more. The first generation, they're more mysterious nefesh for Hashem. So therefore, their Torah that they learned, the hashpah that came down on them was even stronger. They might have known less than later generations. It's very interesting. But everything they learned was on a higher level. It was on a more elevated, sanctified, supreme level. The miracles in Siyata Dishmaya. Because they had that Mesiris Nefesh, the Torah they learned was on just a qualitatively higher level, higher Madrega, and the Rezorichah to the Nisim Siyata Dishmaya. V'lachem, therefore, im anarotzim l'ashpas haTorah b'mlua, if we want the Hashpah of the Torah completely, we want that Torah to influence us, that the connection to Hashem, that Siyata Dishmaya, srichim gam anu l'taher me'asenu, ma'asenu, we have to purify our actions. Whoa. Shim lo kein, because if not, harehu kamisha tov v'sheretz biado. It's like somebody going to the mikvah, but he has the sheretz, the impure object, in his hand. It's not gaining anything. A sheretz is an impure, type of bug, type of creature that's impure. It's a good question. Zahatorah mizumenis muchenis l'kadesh ha'adam. The Torah is prepared to sanctify a person, to make a person more kadosh. But he has to be a vesicle, a receptacle that's ready to receive this Kedusha. We have to prepare ourselves, but purify ourselves to allow the Torah to seep in, the Kedusha to seep in. We have to be very careful from not having Tumah, things of Tumah. We tame ourselves, things that are usher. Kedesha Torah titaher libeinu la'avdo be'emes. So therefore, the Torah can purify our hearts that we could serve Him with truth in emes. Ukathimash adam yashlim et atzmo. According to the level that a person completes himself, makes himself mashlim, heim b'midos, heim b'masim, whether midos and in actions, keni adargas haTorah shulomed vashbasas alav. Their corresponding will be the level of his Torah and the hashpa that he has. So corresponding to how much we purify ourselves and sanctify ourselves, metaken ourselves, that's going to be the level of our Torah. That's going to be the amount of hashpah that's going to be able to influence us. Shkoch gadol.